Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
hey, guys. Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I just came across a brilliant story, and I was trying to get it ready, a video story, and I'm going to get into that, because I already had a story that I was going to, and I'm bumping that one. I'm sorry if I seemed a little distracted, but yes, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Sorry if my voice does not sound as strong as it has the past couple of days. I've been busy. I was swamped at work, and then on my lunch break, I had a therapy session that was pretty good. Good and bad. Because I think I discovered a lot of things in my therapy session that I had today. And I'm just still trying to break it down and digest it. I know a lot of you guys probably want me to talk about it, but I want to save it for another day. You know, in the past, I make everything about entertainment. I don't care about my own self-improvement, my own self-being or well-being. So I'm gonna let it sit a little bit, digest it, and then maybe I'll talk to it. I would love to talk to you guys. You can easily get a hold of me a couple of ways. I read your chat comments. I'm very, very active. I like to get engagement from the people that are listening to the show live. That's why I like doing the show live. And if you don't want to, you know, put a chat out there, comment, you can call me, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. And if you don't want to talk to me live and you just want to comment on something on a previous show, you guys can easily leave me a voicemail and I can play the voicemail. I'm not going to dox you. I'm not going to, like, call you out. I'm not going to call you and threatening you or anything like that. I'm just not going to do it. So I would love to hear from you. All opinions and all comments are welcome. Even if you hate me, matter of fact, I'm going to play the voicemails of people that hate me quicker than I would somebody that is marking out to me. So at the beginning of the show, I seemed a little distracted because I was trying to get this beauty of a story. And this is what I don't like about local news. Just be real. It's the news. The news should never be edited. They're all worried about cancel culture or losing their jobs. Because this story, now that I know what the load that this trailer was carrying, this semi-truck dumped its load of dildos and lube all over a busy interstate.
This is a semi that overturned and lost its load here. It has also involved this box truck that's on.
So just wait till the end of it, the payoff on this thing, because they never mention what it is. But now we know that it was dildos and lube.
A little bit further east there, involved this box truck that they're being loaded right there now. This semi overturned right at
Hey, Iggy. Iggy says, hello. Iggy, you're just joining me. I'm talking about a truck that wrecked and spilt its load all over an interstate, and it was filled with dildos and lube, and the news was a bunch of pussies and wouldn't say what the load was.
I-40, right where the on-ramp is to go to the new Turnpike Spur here. It is also the Mustang on-ramp. When you get off Mustang to get onto I-40 eastbound, that's also the Mustang on-ramp. That is completely shut down due to...
Now, you can tell the cameraman is purposely not zooming in all the way. Then the reporters, the anchors. Hey, Helicopter Harry, you got any idea what the load was? They really put this guy in a bad spot.
He's all the way across the lanes there. So they already got the wreckers here, but there is a lot of stuff to clean up. So this Turnpike Spur and Mustang on-ramp here at
I don't know. If you look closely, you can see the phallic shape.
I-40 will probably be closed for quite some time. Jim Garpoint live from Bob Mills. Got his 9. Back to you.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there?
Man, the anchor really put this guy in a bad spot. And you could tell, like, he did not want to answer it. And I would have had so much respect for him if he would have been like, well, Sarah, it's a bunch of dildos and lube.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?
All right, let's count the paws here. Oh, man. You know what? Tell him to fuck off then. Guy canceled for 7:30. You got a number for him? I'm serious. Did he give a good reason, Vulture, on why he canceled at 7:30? Because I'm just being honest, you know, one of the things I learned today in my therapy session is I got to start standing up for myself a little bit. I got to set boundaries. I gotta set boundaries. You know, I've been working my ass off all day. Fawzi, you know, the Blue Origin definitely looks like a mushroom head. Here, let me back this up a little bit. Because fuck that guy that canceled on me. I didn't even know who he was.
Bill's got his 9. Back to you.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there?
Yeah, Sarah, a bunch of dildos and lube. Back to you.
What's all over the road? All right.
That's a big pause. That's a big pregnant. Listen to this.
What's all over the road?
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, that's a mess for sure.
Yeah, that's the latest. I-40 East.
And then they zoom in. I'm telling you right now, those white things, those are very phallic shape. Man, oh man.
Well,
did you? That was the most nervous. Well,
not. We're zooming in. Not really. maybe you
some
can tell. I can't tell. You know, the good thing involved in this too is the driver's not injured.
Good.
There's no injuries, but there's a lot of stuff laying on the road. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, it's going to take a while to clean up.
All right, Jim Gardner over the scene and Bob Mills Sky News 9 again.
Just throw the interstate a towel and say, clean up, bitch.
I-40 eastbound, blocking the Kilpatrick exit or on-ramp, if you will.
This is semi.
Wait, so, Vulture, how about this? From now on, Vulture, if you're listening, I will not accept interview requests to be a guest on my show unless they provide a number. I mean, I think that's a pretty good policy, right? Wait a minute. Hold on. He just messaged me on Facebook. You know what? I'm going to tell him he's on the air, but give me a second here.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Michael, man? Yeah, I mean, I have no problem doing the interview tomorrow and stuff, but, I mean, canceling on me last minute puts me in a tough spot.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to do that. I had a family issue that just came up, and I have to attend to a family situation. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I mean...
You know, I'm sorry. I hope you understand, but, you know, family comes first.
No, I don't. I mean, I get it. I get it, Michael. I completely get it, okay? I get it. It's just last minute. You know, I plan for the show and stuff. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time and stuff. And we can do it tomorrow. But don't let me down tomorrow. Please don't let me down.
Oh, no. Because
I usually
no,
don't give a lot of second chances, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Trust me. I do a lot of, media myself. You know, I'm a content creator and I have a show of my own, too. And I get it. Last minute. You know, sucks. But,
all right. Well,
what time is good for you? The
just,
same time
how about
tomorrow?
This? Let's just do it right out of the box. Let's just do it right out of the box at 7 p.m. Is that okay for you?
Tomorrow evening?
Yep.
Oh, 7 p.m. is fine. Yes, that'll work.
All right, man. Hope everything checks out.
All right. Sorry about that.
All right, man. Bye. You know what, though? Am I... Yeah, well, see, I don't know if that applies, Fozzie. I don't know if that applies podcasting. I may have to cut that part out of the recording because I did not tell him I was recording. Fozzie, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Fozzie, you just covered my ass. But, like, it doesn't make me a dick. Doesn't make me a dick that I don't. And maybe that's just me. Maybe that's my issue. I'm sure, and he probably did have a family thing come up, but doesn't make me a bad guy that I have doubts? And I didn't want to push him. I wanted to ask, like, what's going on? How serious is it? But then that would have made me the bad guy. Because I've done that before. I've gotten out of stuff where I said, and you're very vague and whatever, and you say, all right, yeah, I got a family thing came up. Okay. Well, what came up? Because that does make me a bad guy, right? That makes me a bad guy if I ask, oh, what happened? You know, family stuff, and then did you see how he followed it up? Family comes first, and I would say the same exact thing. And I believe him. I mean, Fozzie, can you call into the show? Like, I, you're always blunt, open, and honest with me. I would love to hear from you. Would you like to be a fill-in for Michael that canceled on me last minute? Maybe I can ask you some questions. I want you to be brutally honest with me. Iggy T, Tuttle, things happen last minute. At least he told you. You're taking this way too personally. Well, I mean, this goes back to my therapy session today. Because the stuff that happened to me in the past when I was younger, my trauma and stuff, I'm a people pleaser. I've been that way all my life. I'm too nice. I'm too, like, I don't know. See, it's a conflicting problem that I have, Iggy T. Because I also have trust issues because of things that I've had. See, I'm glad you brought that up, Iggy. I'm not mad at you. Like, seriously, I'm actually happy you brought that up. But, I mean, I do, like, I'm very empathetic. I think the best in people. I'm a people pleaser. I apologize for things that I should not even be apologizing for. And it's just a trigger. I do it automatically. I mean, Vulture can attest to it. I work with him. And I apologize for apologizing sometimes. Because he'll be like, oh, you don't have to apologize for it. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry for the good. I was apologizing. And it sucks. It sucks that I gotta be this way sometimes. Yeah, I mean, Iggy, you're right. You know, like, I am a living, walking, breathing paradox. I am. And maybe that's why, like, I mean, I think things are going great. They are. They are. I mean, things are better than what they were. I'm recognizing my issues and my problems and stuff now. But at the same time, you know, I don't want anybody to think that the therapy session I had today was bad for me. It is. It's helpful. I recognize my issues, my problems, and all that stuff. And I feel better. It makes sense now. I'm not so fucked up that that's just me. Stuff had happened. I'm not making excuses and stuff, but also at the same time, it makes me sad. It makes, and you know, I know people don't want to hear about this because my numbers are dropping. So you know what? You don't want to hear about my problems. Let's get into a disabled kid that was kicked off of. No. And hold on. And I'll get off of this. Iggy T said, because you definitely always get overly mad when people cancel, which I totally get. That is very annoying, but you get really, okay, so, Iggy, so I should not expect the people to have the same ethics that I have. Say what you want. Even though I was an irresponsible asshole, I partied, I took every drug that anybody would give me. No matter how much I did, guess what? No matter how hungover I was, no matter how much stomach issues I had, no matter how much heartburn or how tired I was or how depressed I was, I went into work. And I shouldn't expect what I do is other people should do, but guess what? I tried to hang myself from a ceiling fan, and when I didn't succeed, guess what? My ass went into work. And maybe that's just the way that I am and stuff, and I'm not mad at the guy. I'm not mad at the guy at all. And I'm sorry, Iggy T, if it turns you off and stuff or makes you look at me differently. It's just like, and I'm getting better at it. And I agree with you, Iggy T. I do get mad. I take it personally because I've been up since 6 a.m. I've been working nonstop. I've worked out. I went to a therapy session. I've had to take care of my mom. I've had to feed her. I've had to do everything. And even though I didn't feel like doing the show tonight, I still got on and did it. You want to know why I got on and did it? It's because I had a guest at 7:30. And when I make plans, I try my best not to cancel them. Man, you guys probably think I'm being the biggest fucking bitch in the world right now. Sorry, I'm just in my emotions right now, and I'm working through it. Promise you, I'm going to be better and stuff, and I know that you guys are probably like, grow a set, Tuttle. Grow a set. And I hope to one day that I am able to grow a set, then I can tell you guys all the bullshit that I've been through. Like, if I broke it down, and I'm just not ready to talk about it and stuff, but when I do, a lot of my weirdness, my oddness is going to make a lot of sense. It will. So, I'm going to move on. This kid, this disabled kid, got kicked off of a ride that he was about to get on at Six Flags. But, I'm sorry. Hold on. All right. So, I got a lot of experience with this because I've known a lot of people. I've had a lot of people that, relatives that have worked at the theme parks and stuff. And especially with the big, big African-American kid, minor, that was part of a football team, had no business being on that ride in Orlando. you know, the one that fell to his death at that drop in Orlando. And now these theme park rides are being overly cautious. Dueling Dragons at Islands of Adventure. Do you realize that they had to drain the lake under Dueling Dragons because an Army veteran lost his $10,000 prosthetic leg? His leg was made out of the same technology, the same lightweight material that the rockets and the shuttles were made out of. They found that leg, but when he was on Dueling Dragons, that bitch came right off of the nub. And, I mean, Universal had no choice. What are you going to do? Tell a veteran they got his leg blew off? Hey, we can't get your $10,000 space leg out of it. But this kid, he's got a missing arm. He's like Jim Abbott, and you'll know what I mean about the Jim Abbott reference.
Dean says he was removed from a ride at Six Flags Magic Mountain, and he and his family want some answers. He was told it's due to his disability, but as Eyewitness News reporter Leo Starworth...
Hey, Jake, when I get done with this story, call in. I would like to talk to you. I'm not mad at you. I just want to talk to you, man. So if you could call in when I get done with this story, please. I would love to talk to you.
Explains the family argues that is not an acceptable reason.
I'm sorry, Fozzie. You'll be honest with me. Older lady, how old do you think she is? Because I think this chick is hot.
17-year-old Ryder Gonzalez is like...
See, so now you get the Jim Abbott reference. He's got an arm up to the elbow. I think Jim Abbott had a little bit more than that. But he's out there playing catch. Also, this one-armed kid is also deaf.
Other fun-loving teen. He was a little league pitcher in the city of Commerce. He even boxes, however.
Really? He boxes?
There's something extra special about this young man. He was born with one hand and he's deaf, yet his family says he functions.
I mean, I feel bad for this kid. Bad that you're born with one arm, you got a nub, and then you're deaf as well, too. This kid's got to be tough as fuck.
It's better than a lot of people with two hands and with hearing. That's why a trip to Six Flags Magic Mountain on Sunday left him devastated when his family says a ride operator told him he could not ride the West Coast Racers attraction because of the disability he was born with.
All right. So, I'm going to automatically tell you why. Because if you're missing an arm, the harness that goes over your shoulders, you're more likely to fall out of that harness if you do not have all of your limbs. Do I think it's fair? No. But you can't blame the business. Could Six Flags have handled this better? Yes. Yes, they could have. But I think this is a family that I get why they're mad, but they should understand that Six Flags has got to protect their ass, especially after that kid died here in Orlando on that free fall ride. No theme park has taken any chances at all.
You know, she was very dismissive, just kept saying, it's policy, it's policy, it's policy. It was more humiliating.
What does Fozzie say? Fozzie says, if you're missing an arm, you can't raise your arm when going up the roller coaster incline. Yeah? Look at this now. Like, yeah, Jake, you can restream this. Go ahead. More than welcome. Jake asked, can I restream this? Yes, you can. And I love how, is he doing, well, technically, well, he's got an arm. He's doing 1.5 arm push-ups. And that looks like that's like a tissue box he's doing it on. Good for him.
...to him because he was allowed to board the ride and then pulled off.
I feel, was feel mad. So what he said was that he saw that ride. He really wanted to get on. He saw it. He said...
Okay, so let me ask you guys, if you're watching this on the video, if you're listening to the audio version of this, this is not going to make any sense. So the kid's deaf, and the voice that I hear talking does not match up with the lips. So did they dub in somebody's voice? Or is this his actual voice? Because when I first grabbed this news story to play on the show, I could not figure it out.
So what he said was that he saw that ride. He really,
I think they're dubbing it.
He really wanted to get on. He saw it. He said he was mad because that.
Fozzie, like, you kill me sometimes with the deep references. It would be cooler if they had a Def Leppard shirt on. If you guys don't know the reference, the drummer for Def Leppard only had one arm.
They kicked him off because he saw the ride. And
because this kid's wearing an Ozzy Osbourne shirt.
He was like, oh, I want to go on that ride because it's involving cars. We get a race. And he really likes fast cars.
Yeah, they were definitely dubbing that over.
Just because he doesn't have a hand doesn't mean he uses it perfectly fine. He plays football.
Dude throws a tight spiral.
He loves to play basketball.
Ryder's mother, Anna Gonzalez, says her son has been to several theme parks over the years, including Disneyland, and never had an issue.
Yeah, that was until the 300-pound kid died at the free fall at Icon in Orlando. Nobody's taking any chances now.
Until he visited Six Flags Magic Mountain for the first time Sunday.
I want people to know.
All right, call in, Jake.
Ryder's story. I want people to know what happened.
Six Flags Magic Mountain issuing this statement. Six Flags has designed and developed a special safety harness for 98% of our theme park rides to better accommodate the needs of guests with certain disabilities.
So, exactly what I said. Missing the arm, you're more likely to come out of the harness. Not saying that they will, but the harnesses are designed for people that have two arms, two legs.
Abilities. With all requirements met, riders who do not meet certain extremity requirements may be able to ride utilizing the full body harness. Guests can visit guest relations while inside the park.
All right. So, I mean, I get why this family is upset. But you also got to understand that they got to cover their ass. They just have to. I'm going to play this quick story while I'm waiting for Jake to call
move
in.
From a ride at Six Flags Mountain.
Out of here. While I'm waiting for Jake to call in. This is something that is no joke, and this is kind of brilliant. This is a story. So they got all these like big lots that are overgrown in these cities and stuff, and they don't have enough people to keep control of the weeds and all that stuff. No, I got Jake calling in here. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Hold on 1 second, Jake. I want to get through this story, okay? It's a quick one.
All right.
So they are trying to rent goats to mow down the overgrown lots and areas throughout the city. And a lot of people are like, oh, this is dumb. No, I'm telling you right now, goats, you get goats. They will eat the bark off the trees if they eat all the stuff that's on the ground. This is brilliant. It's great.
The city of Asheville is looking to hire a specialized crew to clear up a pesky problem. Yeah, that's the crew. The city is putting out bids to rent a herd of goats to get a hand.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely do that. Fozzie, I mean, Bubba, if he, you know, Bubba's always a businessman, get some more goats, raise them, sell them off to Hillsboro, you could easily do that, like, Bubba could rent off the goats.
Handle on an overgrown lot on Jordan Street. The lot is full of weeds and vines with the primary
Pinellas County
being kudzu. Now, goats have become a popular...
These goats will eat everything. They'll mow it all down. Nothing will be left.
...way to remove unwanted vegetation because it's organic and the goats work fast. Asheville has hired herds several times in the past to help clear city-owned property.
I mean,
The city of Asheville is looking to hire...
See, but Iggy, not a lot of people know that. You know, like, my dad always wanted to get goats because you can get a tax break and you never have to mow if you got goats roaming the place. It's crazy. Hey, Jake, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Donald? Hey, I'm sorry that I'm... It's been a wicked couple of days.
What's going on, Jake, man? Why are you letting things get to you? I know I should be the last person to say that.
Number one, I've deleted my Twitter account.
Why, Jake? Why?
I've gotten one of those moods where I've like.
Get it back, Jake, right now. As soon as we get off the phone, you need to get your Twitch back. Screw that.
I already have another channel. I have another channel.
Well, what sense does that make? What's it? You delete what you've already built up?
Cloud All Gaming, but it's just a drama on Twitch.
But, Jake, why? Okay, so I know, like, you didn't mean anything bad. Maybe you do think you're better than me, but like you tweeted at Blitz today, like I'm way better than Tuttle.
Yeah, I should have never did that. I should have never did that.
Oh, I don't care. I just
I was on Twitter. I was trying to get Blitz, trying to get him to tell Bubba about my videos and stuff.
Well, I mean, I mean, I'm not mad at you. I just thought maybe I did something wrong, Jake.
Yeah, you know, it's my bad about listen.
Because I've been pretty good to you, Jake. I mean, I think me and your buddies were friends.
Yeah, you were the one that showed, you were the one, I got to meet Wendy because of you.
Fozzie, it's Wendy, water, it's not gin. Yeah, you got to meet Wendy. What? You got to meet Wendy.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, you know, I'm just like, you know, and I see you hanging out with Tom and Dan, so.
Do you want me to, would it make you feel better if I got you on as a guest on Tom and Dan?
If you can.
No, but like,
I've been on your show as a caller before. I've been on the show before as a caller, but I have a little, if I go on Tom and Dan, I can, that will one up me go calling in on a Bubble 199.
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to get you booked on Tom and Dan, okay?
All right, you know, and I'm sorry that I disrespected you.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
Here's the thing, Total, I have a lot of respect for you, brother.
Uh-huh. Well, remember, I appreciate that.
I just want to say this, guys. I just want to say to everybody that I'm sorry.
Jake, are you okay, man? No, Jake. Can we be open and honest and serious?
Lemmy or no more. I'm not friends with Lemmy anymore.
Why? What happened there?
I really don't want to talk about it on camera.
Well, you're not on camera. You're not on camera. You're not on camera. You're not on camera right now, and maybe, like, you can say your side of the story. Like, why is Lemmy mad at you?
I was not in her stream. I was in my stream talking about Wait Jimmy, about a guy by the name of Wait Jimmy. And Jimmy and I have never, I've been cordial to him because of Lemmy.
Wait, this sounds like some high school, elementary school type bullshit. Like, I mean, what's going on here, Jake?
Basically, I the bipolar in me acted up.
You're not
bipolar. I
haven't heard anything you've really done wrong. What have you?
I went crazy.
Like what? What'd you do that was so bad?
I blocked Lemmy.
Oh, so what? Are you, all right, Jake, let's move on. You're looking too much into this. Like, I know that I let things bother me as well, too. So maybe I can help you out. So, you know what? You gotta stop giving a fuck what people think.
Okay.
Seriously.
D-Gap, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly, Jake. You're doing well, man. Yeah. Well, listen.
Sorry for cutting. If you're on radio, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not on the radio. No, man, I'm Podcast Willie, Jake. So, well, listen, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad we got to catch up, okay?
And by the way, you're on my channel. I have you restreamed.
All right, well.
By the way, I deleted the Google Voice. So I'm using the phone. I called it on a different phone number this time.
So Jake, if I can get you and Lemmy on my show, can I broker a peace deal, would that be okay with you?
I want to be friends with her, but I know she doesn't want to be friends with me.
Let me, Jake, let me be the moderator, okay? I got you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jake, I hope you have a great night.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. See, I know it's like the last person should be telling anybody anything. Tuttle Daily Podcast, hello.
Hey, Tuttle, how are you doing? Hold on, let me fucking... Oh, God damn it.
Is this Granny? Granny? Hello? Is this Granny?
Yeah.
Hey,
this
what's...
is me.
Hey, how are you?
Are you getting an echo or not?
What's that now?
Are you getting an echo or no?
No, I'm not getting an echo.
Okay, I'm calling in about the Jake Hudson situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
So what's going on? What really happened? I don't know if I got the whole story.
Jake thinks that fucking life is pro wrestling and he's trying to play a fucking heel right now. And now he's trying to babyface. Jake can go fuck himself.
Okay, but
I don't give a shit. Like that's a little extreme. I've done a lot for Jake and then he went behind my fucking back. And absolutely fucking told the guy that I went out to, I mean, destroy, and became friends with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. So I used to be this way about B-Flood. I used to be like, you know, I'd fuck him, da 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 da, do this, do that. And then, like, I'm like, what, you know, Manson was kind of right back in the day. Everybody was kind of right. Like, he just does it. He's not operating on the same wavelength as us. You know that, right? Like, he's just not. And I'm not saying anything bad about Jake. I think deep down, Jake is a good person.
I'm not saying that he's not a good person, Tuttle. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But if he wants to play this fucking pro radio or fucking pro wrestling shtick.
Listen. Then
he's out on his fucking own, man. You don't even realize some of the shit that I've done for him, Tuttle. Okay,
well, I mean, all right. So, I mean, I really didn't care, but I thought it'd be good just to talk to him. I was like, because he had tweeted, like, Blitz and them. I don't know why he did it, but he was like, I'm way better than Tuttle out of nowhere and stuff. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Maybe you are. That's your opinion and stuff. So, what I'm trying to say is that you got to understand that I think he's a good person. I think he's trying to be funny. I think he's trying to be entertaining and stuff. And that's it.
That's not it. You don't understand. Well, then change my
mind. Then just change my mind. Then give me a prime example where you think he did something maliciously.
Okay, he's tried to fuck me twice.
Literally, he's tried to rape you.
No,
that's a joke. I'm bad. I'm
literally sorry. Like he's made sexual advances on me more than once.
Really?
Yes. Not shtick. Yes. Not shtick.
Okay. All right. I mean, allegedly okay. You know what? I don't want to get into that. I really don't.
I really don't either, but you're asking. So
all
I'm
right, how about this? Okay. Can we like have a civil, let me be moderator. Okay. And have Jake. And if you want to be on, that's great. And if Lemmy wants to be on, that's great. And we can hash this out, have a little bit of a debate, kind of work this out and stuff and figure out what's going wrong.
No, I don't think I can be civil with Jake Hudson anymore. No, I honestly, I would say do that. No, she actually, she just said she will not either.
Okay,
no,
I mean, I respect you guys. I just had to ask. That's it. And I get it if you don't want to.
I think that the best thing to do with Jake at this point is to just completely fucking ignore him because that's what he deserves. Okay. Tuttle, again, I mean, I'll even go into it. You know what I did for that motherfucker?
Okay, what?
He had a guy bullying him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
2 fucking years. I stopped it, and a lot of it was through some shit that I probably can't even talk about on the air.
Okay, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that, but... You got to understand that, you know, like Jake hears, you know, you would consider Jake a talk radio official. Like he listens to a lot of talk radio, right? When you say that, he listens to a lot of podcasts, right?
Sure.
Okay. And like I said, I'm not taking sides. I'm trying to figure this out because I just don't, maybe I'm fooled. I don't know. Maybe I'm fooled. Maybe Jake is a genius and he has me fooled and everything, but I think it's a case where Jake listens to a bunch of radio shows, a bunch of podcasts, and he's taking a little bit from that, and he's just trying to be shocking or trying to stir stuff up.
Yeah, I agree. He's not, though. He goes out of his way. Do you think B. Fudd knew what he was doing the entire time? He knew how to play that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But, all right, so, but, come on, man. Like, why are, like, I don't know. Like, I love Lemmy. I think you're a great person. I don't want anybody to think I'm taking sides. I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'm bringing up things. I'm sure Jake has done stuff to piss you off. He's done stuff that has upset me, but I've let it go because I just don't think he did it on purpose.
Right, but my thing, Tuttle, is that I told Jake that I had his back, and then he got fucking pissed at me because of over nonsense, and then motherfucked me right into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, I don't care how hard out you are, dude. That's just not fucking cool. And I don't think that he's, honestly, I think that Jake has conditions. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm not... But he knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. And if you think that, Jake, if you think that life is fucking pro wrestling, you need to fucking get off the internet, buddy.
Right.
Because you're just going to get yourself into a world of fucking shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know a lot of people could say bad things about me because of how fucked up I am. Okay. Like, I'm not making excuses for the choices I've made. I'm sure a lot of people still hate my guts. For stuff that I did that...
I don't hate you. Though.
Well, I'm not saying you do, but I'm saying there are people, you admit that, there are people that fucking hate my guts. I hope Lemmy's not...
Drew
Lemmy's,
Bravo?
Yeah, no, you know what, I'm cool with Drew. Lemmy's not mad at me, and that's the one I gotta make sure is happy. Like, I wanna make sure Lemmy's happy.
Why, dude? I run this motherfucking house.
Nah, come on. Let's be honest. Let me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, right, dude.
No, let me
go in there. And fucking oh, God damn it! You fucking cat bit me on the foot.
Okay. See, I mean, let me train that cat to bite you for like fucking stepping out of line.
No, she fucking didn't. I will. The rest of them died.
So. Is she mad at me? Can you get a confirmation? I just want to make sure she's not mad
no,
at me.
No, she's not mad at you. Whatsoever.
Can I hear?
Ow,
can,
you fucker.
Can I hear her say, hey, Tuttle, I'm not mad at you? Or is she that mad at me that she doesn't want to?
No, she's not that mad. Hold on.
All right. I want to make sure she's not mad at
Mommy!
Me.
I'm not mad at you. Tom.
Okay, thank you, Lemmy. Look, I know you're the booker, you're in charge. As long as you're good with me, and then everything's all bubbles, no troubles.
Yeah, see, the only thing I didn't do, you know what would have got over here quicker?
Mm.
One
yeah,
of these.
Yeah, I know. All right, I gotta go, man. I gotta close out the show, okay?
All right,
so... Fozzy, thank you. Fozzy, can you start being my director during the thing? You're right. It did go on a little too long. Now, this story, I know a lot of people. This is a bad, this is a weird story, people. Weird.
Adjustment Station now, a group of officers accused of crossing the line after one of them pulls out and points a gun during a takedown. The night team Sheldon Fox is in Northeast Miami-Dade with his exclusive now. Sheldon.
So, there's a lot of things going on here.
But the cops tonight, Craig, say they had reason to be here. They say this is a...
I don't know about this.
...spot.
It seems like profiling. The definition of profiling.
...that is ripe for drug dealing and loitering and problems, continued problems, they say. They get calls from area businesses.
Well, for one, you're out in front of a barber shop. There's going to be people hanging out in front of a barber shop. There's going to be people hanging out inside of a barber shop because that's a place where a lot of people commune in certain neighborhoods.
When they showed up here on Monday night, well, then came the violence and a gun got pulled.
And look at how this cop holds the gun. Right there. Look at how the cop... Now, I will say he's got good... he doesn't have his finger on the trigger or anywhere near the trigger, but he's holding the gun sideways. I don't think they teach you that in police academy to hold your gun sideways like that. And I don't think any of these people deserve to have a gun pulled on them because I don't think they were being that threatening. All right, so these African-American gentlemen, do you see them making any advancements towards a cop? No. I think they're being pretty cool. I mean, they're probably high on marijuana, but who cares about that? They're chilled.
Tense times in Northeast Miami-Dade.
Holding the gun sideways.
You're watching Miami-Dade police square off with a group Monday night at a 6th Avenue strip mall. It got so hot, one cop pulled a gun. But here's what came first.
Held that bitch sideways.
The takedown of this woman. And a man who says he's her boyfriend.
Beep. Man, and these guys straight, I know they're high because this guy's got to be from Jamaica.
And drop you on the floor.
That's so.
Dropped him on the floor. Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now. I'm the captain now.
He did to your girlfriend.
Yeah. Grabbed her by the chest, trying to throw her on the floor.
The witnesses tell us the tough takedowns happened after cops asked the group if they could search them for guns.
Okay, so this is where I have a problem. Because not all the details are out yet, but the cops cannot just randomly come up to you and search you for guns unless they have probable cause. They can't. The reporter said they wanted to search for guns. They weren't looking for drugs. So even if they were smoking a blunt out in front of this barber shop, I mean, you want to search me? No, we want to search you for guns. Stop and frisk, I thought, was outlawed in this country. And I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me on that. But if you're just hanging out in front of a barbershop, I'm sorry. Unless the cops have probable cause, I don't think they should just be able to come up and search you for guns.
The group says they allowed it and were clean with cops finding nothing.
There you go. Now, this is where the other side fucked up. Just let it go. Yes, your rights were broken. They did not care about your rights, all right? But they didn't find anything. They most likely were going to leave, and you couldn't let it go.
When the woman questioned them, witnesses tell us that's when it all went south. It's when they say she was roughly detained. Her boyfriend then says he intervened.
Another mistake. because you're just going to make it worse on her and even worse on you.
One of them punched me right there.
By Jean Las-
I'm not saying that this is right, but guess what? It's just the world we live in right now. And this guy had some of his teeth knocked out, but I'm sorry. Cops maybe saved you some money.
Me right there.
By Jean Lassier.
Ooh.
He says his teeth.
Look at that, man. Wow. I've seen monitor lizards have better grills than that.
Were knocked out. His face gashed and skin ripped from his leg. He's also got bruises across his body. His girlfriend, Rakaria.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, cops got to be heavy-handed with this chick. That's Mark Henry from the WWE.
Dowdle was arrested for battery on an officer. Lossier was charged with resisting arrest without...
Lord, I must say, gonna get high. I mean, this guy was high.
...out violence.
But I mean, just on weed, who cares?
Officers will tell you that he left out the part about his girlfriend interfering with police business loudly, then allegedly punching a policeman. Just before being cuffed, an arrest form says she was yelling profanities, causing a disturbance and a breach of the peace. Once apprehended, they say she punched the detective in the face.
I mean, you mess up there. But I mean, freedom of speech, you can yell and curse all you want to.
Multiple times.
But once they get you in cuffs, you gotta just take it.
Times.
They was being real aggressive.
Jeffrey Baptiste says as video was taken of the incident. And
oh, they might be Haitian.
Points a gun during a takedown.
Baptiste,
out the part
probably
about
Creole.
Girlfriend
probably Creole.
Profanities, causing a disturbance and a breach of the peace. Once apprehended, they say she punched the detective in the face multiple times.
They was being real aggressive.
Jeffrey Baptiste says as video.
Definitely Creole.
It was taken of the incident. An officer grabbed his.
Fozzie says that dude could eat corn through a white picket fence.
Pistol.
He just took his gun and...
He says the gun was pointed at him, despite not doing anything.
I mean, the finger was nowhere near the trigger, but still sucks you had a gun pointed at you.
Physical or threatening to the officer. He wasn't arrested or charged.
When he's holding the gun sideways, he's not even paying attention. He could have accidentally shot me, then what you was going to say.
Both arrestees tonight are out of jail with pending cases, and we're live tonight in Northeast Miami. Dade, Sheldon Fox, 7 News 19.
All right, guys, gonna get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.